At last, 3 weeks ago, I let the fire out. I took my cylinder and unscrewed it while it was still so hot that it punished my hands, and I scraped out the crumbling lava-like mass with a chisel and hammered it into a powder upon an iron plate, and I found 3 big diamonds and 5 small ones. As I sat on the floor hammering, my door opened, and my neighbor, the begging letter writer, came in. He was drunk, as he usually is. "Nurchist," said he. "You're drunk," said I. "Destructive scoundrel," said he. "Go to your father," I said, meaning the father of lies. "Never you mind," said he, and gave me a cunning wink, and hiccuped, and leaning up against the door, with his other eye against the doorpost, began to babble of how he had been prying in my room, and how he had gone to the police that morning, and how they had taken down everything he had to say. "As if it was a gym," said he. Then I suddenly realized I was in a hole. Either I should have to tell these police my little secret, and get the whole thing blown upon, or be lagged as an anarchist. So I went up to my neighbor, and took him by the collar, and rolled him about a bit, and then I gathered up my diamonds, and cleared out. The evening newspapers called my den the Kentish Town Bomb Factory, and now I cannot part with the things for love or money.